Hey, what is going on with y'all, man? It's Black Balloon. And I'm coming back with another video, man. We about to kick this shit off the correct way. Y'all already know what's going on, man. Look, feel good to say that. I haven't said that in some weeks. Y'all already know what's going on. They tried to knock me off. They took the channel off of YouTube. Main channel gone. Completely gone. They've already denied my appeal twice to get the channel back. So it doesn't look like we're going to get that channel back, y'all. Am I going to keep trying? Yeah, because literally you could send them back some random shit and, you know, there's basically not a limit to how many times you can appeal. But anyways, that's not the focus, man. We're coming back with another video. We're continuing the content on this page, this Black Balloon page with no S. Starting a new page up. And, you know, we're just going to kick it off, man. We're going to continue the content. Things are going to be a little bit more, you know, I'm going to have to do a little bit more talking. You know what I'm saying? And just kind of, I'll kind of have to keep the content original as possible. Like, I'm still going to try to get these clips in there and things that, you know, can do more than me just talking and explaining things to y'all. So that's always the goal. And of course, if y'all want just a completely, you know, unfiltered, unedited type videos, y'all go and subscribe to my Patreon. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to put this entire video on YouTube. I may just do a clip of this video on YouTube and post the entire thing on Patreon. So, no, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to be posting on YouTube. We're going to get back dropping the content that y'all love and that I love to do, you know. And I definitely really want to say I appreciate every last one of y'all that's been looking for me, that's, you know, been finding this page. You know, the new people that's came to the Patreon since my YouTube got deleted. The support has been, you know, the support has been like kind of overwhelming. I definitely appreciate it. Not overwhelming in a bad way, but just, you know, I guess like not expecting to get so much love from y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just like telling me to keep going. Don't stop, you know, and just so on and so on. So I do want to acknowledge that and let y'all know I appreciate that from y'all. You know, I just was chilling, really, man, just like getting my head right. And, you know, just preparing myself just to kind of go back on a run. Because like I said in the video where I was telling y'all they deleted my channel, you know, these things, you know, doing these videos, it takes time, it takes energy. And I just, you got to be in the right headspace, you know what I'm saying, to get back on this grind and, you know, just continue where we left off. So y'all already know what's going on, man. With that being said, this video was kind of long overdue. I was, you know, I wanted to get this video up on the channel that got deleted a while back, which was the Saturn worship video. We were just going to go deep into Saturn worship, the Saturnalian brotherhood, and, you know, just basically dig up the entire thing, what it means to worship the planet Saturn, where it all comes from, and how it ties into our everyday lives and how we were basically lied to about every single thing that we grew up on, you know. And really, you know, really, I can't say lied to, you know, because, you know, obviously we were lied to about a lot of things, but a lot of the stuff we just don't know where it comes from. You know, it's just symbolism that we don't know where it comes from. So it's not necessarily a lie. It's just something we don't know the true history of, you know, but most of the time we're just not aware of it. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you were told a complete lie. You know, because it can't be a lie when you don't know nothing about it, when you don't even recognize what is actually going on around you in your everyday life and in things that you participate in, you know. And we're going to get into more of that when we when the clip comes into the video with Jordan Maxwell. Now, a lot of y'all probably know about him. A lot of y'all probably heard some of his speeches and y'all might have heard or read some of his work. You know, because he was like one of those, you know, widely known, I guess you could call him, you know, an investigative researcher, you know, journalist or, you know, whatever you want to call him. He was great. He was great at what he did. And I definitely feel like the clip that I have for this video, you know, after I get done talking, it pretty much sums everything up, you know, that you need to know about Saturn worship and where it all came from, right? So to get right into the video, a lot of people believe that the word Saturn basically, you know, was associated with Satan, you know, that Satan basically came from the word Saturn, and, you know, even the word Saturday, you know, came from Saturn, you know, that's basically what a lot of researchers have put together. But it's for good reason, because it has some kind of like correlation to why Saturn and Satan kind of go together. So that's why a lot of authors, they basically argue that the word Satan derived from the word Saturn. Now, when we why would people think that? Is because of what Saturn is basically associated with. Number one, Saturn is associated with the color black, which we've went over that before in the Kanye video that I did on the deleted channel. Now, this sucks because sometimes now with them deleting my channel, they deleted over 200 videos. When I make references in new videos to things that I've done in the past, now you don't have anything to go back and, you know, confirm what I'm saying. But for y'all that kept up with all the videos, you'll remember that we've touched on Saturn worship and cube worship before in previous videos, because Kanye, you know, he set up those events that he did here in Atlanta for the first album for that Donda listening party. He had the stage and certain things set up in black cubes, in squares, basically, which is cube/Saturn worship. All right. So look, so we know Saturn is associated with the color black, as well as Satan. So I'm kind of giving y'all some examples of how Satan and Saturn, you know, are associated with each other. Now, you know, I guess the ancient people, they considered Saturn to be the farthest planet from the sun. Obviously, that would kind of be associated with the principle of good versus bad, right? So back in that time, Saturn was basically the celestial body that was the least exposed to the sun. So it was the furthest away from the sun. So you would associate that with the coldness of evil, you know, like good and bad, dark and light. You know, you would associate Saturn with the opposite of what's good. So basically Saturn would represent evil because it was the furthest away from the sun, right? Also, the great god Pan, remember, he's that horned deity. He represented Saturn in ancient paganism. Y'all already know who we're talking about. The great god Pan, he's that, he's the half man, half goat creature that's basically considered, you know, he's basically considered the ancestor of modern depictions of Satan, basically. Half man, half goat. So this is why Saturn is basically associated with Satan. Now, Pan, remember, represented Saturn in ancient paganism. He was a composite creature, the upper part with the exception of his horns being human and the lower part in the form of a goat. The pipes of Pan signify the natural harmony of the spheres, and the god himself is a symbol of Saturn because this planet is enthroned in Capricorn, whose emblem is a goat. And that quote comes from Manly P. Hall, Secret Teachings of All Ages. And I'm sure a lot of y'all are aware of Manly P. Hall. So We go back to the great god Pan. He was depicted with horns due to the fact that it represented Saturn, the ruler of the house of Capricorn, which symbol is a goat. Once again, Pan was the controlling spirit of the lower worlds. He was portrayed roaming through the forest, penis erect, drunk, and basically frolicking and piping his way through the wild. So basically Pan, he ruled over your lower chakra, the lower nature of man, the animal side. That is what he ruled over, which he still rules over to this day. So despite acknowledging its association with evil, secret societies find the veneration of Saturn necessary to attain illumination, which is basically knowledge. It is the necessary counterpart of the principle of good, meaning to know good and bad, to know both sides, to accept both sides, to understand that you are made up of both sides, to believe in as above, so below. This is basically, you know, these are their beliefs, which is why they say it's the necessary counterpart of the principle of good. Now back to the planet Saturn and Saturn worship. So Saturn, you know, he was also known, well, the planet Saturn was also known as Kronos, a.k.a. Father Time. Kronos in Greek mythology was the leader and the youngest of the first generation of Titans, the divine descendants of Uranus, the sky, and Gaia, the earth. He overthrew his father and ruled during the mythological golden age until he was overthrown by his own son Zeus and imprisoned in Tartarus. As Father Time, Saturn keeps us locked into linear, sequential time. It seems we never have enough time to get everything done because that's the illusion that we are basically tricked into living in within this, you know, this physical existence. And when I say that, then it kind of takes us into the cube. And, you know, and how it's basically what the black cube basically represents, you know, what it represents to Freemasonry, what it represents to basically the very founding, you know, like the foundation of what we actually live in, what our physical reality actually represents. Now there's actually, you know, there's different theories about what the black cube actually represents. Now you could take it like I just said, that the cube is actually, you know, because it's depicted in a bunch of different, you know, movies across the board, like Escape Room. Remember that movie Escape Room? And you have to think about what the cube represents. Remember, it represents basically like trapping your soul. These are theories of what they believe it to be, such as like a prison. So if you think about that movie Escape Room, all of the prison cells were cubes. And obviously his job was to escape like the most, you know, inescapable prison there is on Earth. You think about the Tesseract in the Avengers. You think about so many logos where we get, you know, symbolism of the cube. You get Microsoft, you get Nintendo GameCube, Front Cube, you get Chevron. Even with the symbolism behind Saturn, the Capital One logo. I think it's like the Toyota logo. Bud Light, they have a Saturn ring around Bud Light. there's a lot. There's a bunch of different like symbolism across the board. Cube symbolism was in it was in it's on the tip of my tongue. With the Decepticons and all that. Y'all know those movies. Transformer movies. Basically, it's in so many movies that I probably could make an entire video of, you know, cube symbolism in movies. Alright? So back to basically the theories of how people look at what the cube represents. Because if you think about it, it kind of like goes into the fact that the reality that we live in may not be what we actually think, because this is what they're using the cube to represent. They're using the cube to show you, basically without you really knowing, this is like, you know, hidden knowledge that's basically right in front of you. That's why there's, you know, those cubes, like I said, in Mecca, in Denmark. I think there's another one in, like, is it New York or Australia? I can't remember. I have the picture in the video of the places where there's just, like, these, you know, like this black cube just randomly in a city somewhere, you know, and kind of, like, it looks like architecture, you know, like it's made to look like art. But we all know what it represents. I think they even had a Tesseract in the movie. What was that movie? I think it was Interstellar, if I'm not mistaken. So basically, and there's also a cube at the 9/11 site as well. It's a black cube as well. So the theory is kind of fun to, like, you know, play with and think about, because in a sense it ties into it representing how we are basically trapped in the reality that we live in. Then that also ties back to reincarnation and the fact that we are actually trapped here by, like, you know, like this evil god who's, like, basically trapped us in a false, fake reality compared to what we're actually supposed to be living in. You know, like, that's why I say it goes back to reincarnation, because if that's the case, then we actually are here and we're going to start over and over until you learn this secret knowledge that basically releases you out of this time construct, which is represented by the black cube, which is also, if you think about you, if we go back to quantum computing and the D-Wave computers, those like supercomputers that can basically cross multiple dimensions, they can cross parallel worlds, they can pull from other dimensions, and they can also send to other dimensions. Those are also cubes. They're in the form of cubes. Those D-Wave computers are cubes. So this is symbolism that represents, you know, basically what we're living in, what we're trapped in. You know, so you have to really think about this stuff, you know, because it's not just there to try and, you know, deceive you, because this is knowledge that's hidden in plain sight. So it's in plain sight. It's just the fact of, like I said earlier, you're just not aware of it. You don't pay attention to it. So you don't know what's going on. You know? Now, it's up to you if you kind of, you know, if you want to believe it. Because it's very convincing, considering everything that we do. You know, even when it goes down to marrying, we marry with the rings of Saturn. That's why rings are exchanged at a marriage. And you're going to hear more about that in the clip from Jordan Maxwell. That's why in my part of where I'm talking, I wanted to dig in other areas of Saturn worship and the symbolism around Saturn and the black cube, is because I don't want to really repeat all the things that he's going to say, because he's going to explain it, you know, you know, better than I can, you know, but, you know, I definitely wanted to get into this part about the cube, because it's super interesting as far as the theories of what people think it represents, you know, and how it could possibly represent the world and the reality that we have been tricked into living into. Because regardless of what you want to believe, if you don't want to believe these kind of things, if you don't want to believe that, you know, maybe we actually do live in like some kind of, you know, simulated world. Maybe we do live in a world that's actually ran by a cube, that's actually being like, you know, this world is like being like tethered from Saturn, you know, like Saturn gives off these like plasmas that, you know, they reach all the way to our world, and they actually control those lower vibrations. They actually control that lower chakra. And then at the same time, it's like that is what is actually driving this entire simulation. You know, not the fact that, you know, it sends off that energy that controls your lower self. But I'm just saying, maybe Saturn and the black cube, you know, it basically, it controls everything. It controls this fake time construct. It controls the matrix that we live in, that people are trapped in, and that people will continue to, you know, go in and out of and not ever really know the truth. Now, as I was sitting back editing this video, I thought of something as I was listening to myself talk at the part where I just basically left off. So yes, I do listen to myself to make sure everything sounds right. But anyways, so it made me think of something with the cube, right? And how I was talking about how, you know, how the cube could kind of be used as like this harvesting tool, basically. You know, how basically Saturn sends off plasma that basically rule your lower chakra, and it ignites you to do these things that cause you to live in that low vibration. And it made me think, well, maybe another theory behind what the cube could represent is them actually using that as a harvesting tool, as like a tool that harvests energy from everything, from sexual rituals, from, you know, from women's menstrual cycles, from sex, you know, sex magic, anything, you know, anything. Like, think about how a football field is basically a construct of, you know, energy harvesting. And, you know, I used to talk about energy harvesting a lot on this channel when I first started, because everything was basically centered around harvesting energy for these beings and these gods that still, you know, are being worshipped to this day. So maybe the cube also is a tool to harvest energy, to harvest that lower, you know, that lowest vibrational energy, you know, that fuels Saturn, you know, that keeps it running the way it runs, and also this time construct that we live in. And then also it makes you think about how, you know, Kronos used to swallow children. Like, he swallowed all of his, I forget exactly how the story went. He swallowed like all of his kids, so none of them would basically take over his throne. So that could tie back into why little children are actually sacrificed and killed. Because it started with the actual god of Saturn, Kronos, Father Time, swallowing children, you know, basically killing them, you know, they actually got him to spit the kids back up, you know. So rather you want to believe in that entire story or not, you know, this is stuff across thousands of years. Because obviously, you know, went by different names amongst, you know, different civilizations, you know. So that made me think of that theory as well, You know, so I knew coming in was going to make this part even longer. But, you know, I think this is really interesting. I really wanted to get that out because it makes a lot of sense as far as what the cube actually represents. So with that being said, let's continue on with the video. Hopefully this doesn't sound out of whack or anything. Y'all already know what's going on. So like I was saying, rather you want to believe this stuff or not, or you want to just believe that, you know, but basically what I'm trying to say without making it confusing is that the concepts are the same when it comes to if you just believe you're living on earth to do good and not sin, not, you know, be of God, live through God, live by God's rules and his words, and then you're going to go to heaven and you're going to live in a better world. So if you believe in that concept of God and living for God to live in that better world, then if you think about it, this other concept of us being trapped here in order to get out of this world is basically the same thing. We're, you know, I guess the difference in it is rather you want to believe that we're trapped here by like this, you know, this, you know, crazy jealous God or whatever that just wanted to mimic the real thing and trap us here and force us and make us work to get to the real world. You know, rather you want to believe we were trapped by this God or we were, you know, sent here by, you know, the real God, the real Almighty, you know, sent here by him. And, you know, so basically what I'm saying, the difference is rather you want to believe what God sent you here to complete this test. You know what I'm saying? They're basically the same theory. You know, if that black cube represents the us being trapped in this time construct until we're able to dig ourselves out of it and transition with our soul that is basically everlasting. We're divine. We have divine souls. We're capable to live forever, to go on forever, to carry our souls into the next lifetime. So, you know, those are basically, they're the same concept. So it's just rather you want to believe that we're sent here by God or we're actually being trapped by, you know, Kronos, Father Time, you know, in this construct. And our job is to get out of it so we can reach the other side and live the way that we're, you know, truly meant to. So, you know, hopefully then, you know, I didn't make that sound more confusing than what it actually is. But that's just like for the people that are kind of like hardcore, you know, you're like hardcore in your beliefs. And when you hear things like this, you don't really want to give it any time because you're just so stuck on thinking that things are what you thought them to be, you know? You know, I think the topic is, you know, it's broad. You know, I could go on and on and on. I think I want to do a part two to this video just because I feel like there's a lot more that you can cover in this as well. I don't want to keep this part going too long so I can get y'all to the clips with Jordan Maxwell because I know I've been talking for a minute now. So y'all already know what's going on, man. It's Black Balloon. We coming back with the videos. We coming back with the fresh content. And I really appreciate y'all for finding me and coming back to the page. All right. This video has been about Saturn worship, cube worship, cube symbolism, Saturn symbolism throughout thousands of years and still, you know, going on until this day. So I hope y'all enjoy this video. Hope y'all enjoy this clip that's coming up, Jordan Maxwell. And with that being said, it's Black Balloon. And I'm gonna see y'all soon. I'm out.
believe that there is a divine retribution coming, and this is what I'm trying to do, is make people aware that do not put your faith and trust in man in whom there is no salvation. Do not look to your religious institutions for any spirituality. They don't have any. I don't care what it is, they don't have it. The very word church, the word church is an English word from the King's English. It goes back to a word in Scottish, kirk. K-I-R-K is church in English. Kirk in Scotland goes back to a Roman goddess, Circe. Circe goes back to a Greek goddess in Greece called Circe. Circe gave birth to Roman Circe. Roman Circe gave birth to Scottish kirk, and Scottish kirk gave birth to the English word church. So consequently, when you go to church, just remember, it goes back to Mother Circe in Greece. Circe, if you go back to the library and get some books on Greek mythology, it will tell you that her name gives birth to what we call the church today. And Mother Circe was able to hypnotize people and bring them into her home, hypnotize them, and so that they would lose their mind and become animals, and then she would feed off of them, eat them and feed off of them. That's Greek mythology, Mother Circe. So consequently, Mother Church has done just that. She has hypnotized people, brought people into her house, and consequently lives off of them. One of the most important financial institutions in the world is the Roman Catholic Church, and all the other churches like the Mormons and Seventh-day Adventists and Christadelphians and Jehovah's Witnesses are trying to catch up with. Consequently, all you need to do is just go see Godfather 3, and it will tell you, that's a true story, Godfather 3, about the killing of the Pope, when the propaganda duo, the P2 Lodge of Freemasonry, had to get rid of the Pope, because he was a good man. That particular Pope was a good man, and he wanted to try and straighten out the church, and they figured they'd better straighten him out. So he was dead. He died on the 33rd day of his pontificate. He died on the 33rd day. The religious institutions in this world are put there by the same people who gave you your government, your corrupt education, the Knights Templars who set up your international banking cartels in the 12th, 13th, and 14th century are the same people that gave you educational institutions, colleges. Where do we get the word college? College comes from the collegia, the Latin Roman College of Cardinals. I could go on for hours just giving you examples. I mean, when you graduate, you come out with a square mortarboard, a black square mortarboard. What's all that about? Black square mortarboards. It has to do with the planet Saturn. Saturn, you know, we're told that in the Old Testament that the Hebrew people, the Jewish people, were worshippers of one God. That's never been true. Not true now, and never will be true. That's just one more story that's been given to us. That's never been true. The Hebrew people were worshipers of many gods, many different divine beings. They were the most eclectic theology on the face of the earth. Next to modern day Christianity is Judaism. Eclectic meaning it has collected from all over the world concepts and ideas and put it together and called it today Judaism. Judaism today is the most eclectic religion on the face of the earth. Virtually nothing of what it teaches is true. Virtually nothing of its supposedly background is true. And consequently, the world is filled with violence, bloodshed, or disorder. Good people are dying. There are children who are starving. Our world is in trouble. And people are calling out to God for protection. People are calling out to God to help our nation. And never realizing for one moment that the divine presence in the universe is not listening. Why? Because you have your own concepts of whatever you think is true, whatever you believe to be true, but you have never confronted the real truth. The real truth is that the people who are in power, who put this system together, have been in power for thousands of years. This has been going on from day one. I have the highest of respect for the Bible. Anyone who knows me knows I read it and study it all the time. But I'm also well aware that there are encoded messages. The rabbis will tell you that, that in the Old Testament is filled with encoded messages. I believe that Christianity is probably the most powerful encoded message the world's ever had. It's one of the oldest messages in the world, and I believe that the Christian teachings in the original scriptural understanding is the most important, volatile story the world's ever known. And it's sitting right in front of you, and most people don't even see it. Let me go back to the original Hebrew religion. Because it forms the basis for Christianity, we need to look at where did any of these things come from. I'm famous for doing that. I couldn't care less who I offend. I want to know the truth. And all you got to do is go to any good library and just start reading. There are hundreds of great reference books out there that tell you where things have come from. All of this stuff can be traced back to the planet Saturn. Saturn is a very, very pivotal, important concept in theology and religion. And most people have never been told any of this and have no knowledge of it at all. But the planet Saturn is very important in world affairs, in theology. And the Islamic belief, the holy city of Mecca, which is in Saudi Arabia. Mecca has a Masonic circle, and within the Masonic circle is a square, because you got to do everything on the square, remember. You have a town square, you have New York Square, you have a Vatican Square, you have a Red Square. You have all kinds of squares. Why? Because this is Masonic. And it goes all the way back into the ancient world, the terms and symbols. Again, the planet is called the Black Square. It's called the Dark Sun, the Black Sun. This is what the Nazis and the SS and the Gestapo wore black. That's why priests wear black. That's why judges wear black robes. Why do you think a judge wears a black robe? He wears a black robe because when you used to graduate from university, you wear a black robe. Why black robes? Darth Vader wears a black robe. What the hell does a black robe have to do with anything? The judges wear black robes. You know, Supreme Court judges wear black robes. Black robes represent the priesthood of the planet Saturn, the Saturnalian Brotherhood. All you need to do is study Nazism, and you will begin to see that the powers behind the Nazi Party, the Thule Society, the Germanian Order, were all members of something called the Saturnalian Brotherhood, the Brotherhood of Saturn. Saturn was the god of darkness, chaos, and destruction. He teaches you a lesson. He will take your life if you don't listen to him. So consequently, Saturn was very, very important in the ancient world. Thank you. Saturn's name, incidentally, in the old Phoenician ancient Canaanite religion, in the Middle East, the old Phoenician Canaanite worship of the planet Saturn was the most important god of all the ancient world, was the planet Saturn, and his symbol, long before the Hebrews were ever in Cana, the symbol in Cana for the planet Saturn was a six-pointed star. Today we call that star the Star of David. There was no Star of David. It's the Star of Saturn. All of the Jewish reference books, all the Encyclopedia Judaica, you go to the synagogue, go up into Mulholland Drive, up to the Jewish University and spend 3 weeks there and look up Saturn. You'll find out that 98% of all Judaism is a worship of the planet Saturn. Better wake up and understand where this stuff comes from.